fasting. Just how does this discipline fit into your life and your faith? Jeannie Nigro shares what fasting means to her, and she gives a powerful illustration of the importance of fasting in the story of Esther in the Old Testament.
Fasting is a spiritual weapon of warfare to me, because it's something that it makes a difference in the spiritual realm. And I wish I understood. I think when I go to heaven, maybe I'll understand it completely. But I just know that, for example, in the book of Esther, when Esther was, well, the Jewish people were on the verge of being exterminated, and Esther was in a position of being queen, she could have used manipulation to get to the king. She could have hidden and said, wait, I don't want anyone to know that I'm Jewish. I'm just going to enjoy being the queen. I'm going to be safe in my environment. But how she responded to danger, to stress, to what was going on in their world at that time was through fasting. She called everyone to pray and fast for 3 days. And it was from that that eventually a miracle happened, and the Jewish people were not only just saved, but they were protected.
And the story of Esther demonstrates how fasting does make a huge difference.
That speaks so much to us that when we fast, it makes a difference in the spiritual realm. It just opens up the door for God to be able to work his purposes in a situation. And I don't understand exactly how it works spiritually, but I do know that when we fast, it makes a difference in the spiritual realm. And so it's just a way of parting the way for God's will to be done in your circumstances. And so I would encourage, there's many, you know, different ways of fasting, but even, you know, just like once a week, fasting a meal, or fasting in the morning, or fasting in the evening, you know, whatever, or for 24 hours, whatever you can do. But I know that it's something that Jesus did. And the more that we do what Jesus did, the more that we accomplish his purposes, and the more we grow in intimacy with him.